La Salle, Maison Gébouillet and Écourt. Two listing points. The first, for the visit to Maison Gébouillet. The second, in the square in Écourt, in front of the chapel. Maison Gébouillet is a starting point for a brief tour which enables visitors to discover some interesting examples of local architecture. This skillfully restored building is a Maison farmhouse, the strong house of the Viard family, and consists of several bodies arranged around an inner courtyard. The administrative office of the municipality of La Salle are now housed there. The access to the Maison is from the south through the remarkable gateway, 18th century, with square stones on either side on the side posts. Some of the door and window apertures in the old part of the building still have features that relate to the building's heyday in the 15th century, whereas the beams in the other farm buildings show the entire rural complex underwent considerable modification work between 1713 and 1819. The municipal territory of La Salle includes two parishes, the main centre of which are La Salle on the south side of the Derby and on the other side of the Dora. The inhabitants take part enthusiastically in the celebration of their two patron saints, days San Cassiano on the 13th of August and Sant'Orso at the beginning of February. On these occasions, they hold the Bachaudet, organised by the Société de Saint Cassien, which brings together all the young people aged between 15 and 30. They go from door to door inviting people to dances in the square after Mass. In the afternoon, young mothers symbolically hang a ribbon bearing the names of any newborn babies to the halberd of the boulangerie. Following the road eastwards, you'll make your way uphill to Écourt. Second point, the Chapel of Écourt. The chapel in the Square of Écourt, dedicated to the Nativity and the Visitation, have some frescoes actually portraying the visit of the Magi with St. John the Baptist on the left and St. Christopher on the right. These chapels are La Salle's pride and joy, and the facades are decorated with frescoes dating back to the 17th century. It is sufficient to remember the Last Judgment in Chevaz and the enormous St. Christopher's in Chevarel and the St. Bernard Chapel. The small religious building in Écourt is flanked by a fountain from 1877. Higher up, you can see the imposing medieval tower built in the 13th century and in the middle of the 16th century by the noble Siris family, from whom the name Écourt is derived. In 1551, the tower was transferred to the Boisselli family and is now in the centre of a large farm that is still active today. The rural homes to the south of the chapel that are huddled close together are built according to the multi-purpose design, which houses the livestock at the bottom, the family on the first floor, and provides the provisions on the top floor. On the right of the chapel, there is a path leading down to Écoulade and the houses of the Aragon. It runs alongside a well-preserved country home with decorated balconies and a covered courtyard. In the wooded valley upstream from Écourt, there is a newly renovated mill that used to take its water from the Roux in Moye. You gain access to this place via a shady path along the route called L'Uomo e il Pendino, Man and the Slope, which goes uphill and crosses Parion towards Moye. In the village of Chevarel, there is a local history museum which is open every afternoon from Tuesday to Sunday during the months of July and August.